seldom heard radio. They'll play a seldom heard tune. They'll play a seldom heard tune. They'll play a seldom heard tune.
What I said about a high together just like a lifetime gone.
This is Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio. I'm DJ Frederick. Back for a summer season of shows. Gonna do maybe half a dozen to a dozen shows. This is program number 801, believe it or not. Wow. Of course, Seldom Heard Radio started back in 1999 here on WSCS, and it's been kind of a sporadic show ever since. It's also been broadcast on WNEC, WRMI, and WBCQ. All right, we're going to launch into some cool tunes here with The String Cheese Incident.
We'd like to invite our friend Scott Law out to come play some music with us. And like to put out a happy birthday wish to our departed friend Jerry Garcia. Thank you. Scott Law, everybody. Happy birthday, Jerry.
We have our 6-inch air hammer drilling through bedrock in hopes of finding adequate fractures that have plenty of clean groundwater.
When you're drilling a well, you want to make sure you're not getting surface water, but groundwater. What's the difference? Stay tuned. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
So right beneath our feet, you're going to have some surface water that's probably influenced not only by the rainfall and snowfall, but the river as well.
Eric Rohrer is president of Rohrer Well Drilling Incorporated. He's been drilling wells for over 25 years.
What we want to differentiate between surface water and groundwater is to get our well casing all the way down into a good, competent bedrock. Once we do that, the water then has to flow through all of this formation, the rocks, the dirt, and basically allow Mother Nature enough time to clean the water. Once it gets down through all of the fractures and all of the bedrock, then as it flows into the well, it's went through that process and now is considered groundwater. So if we try to get the water in a surface application, then it's going to be influenced heavily by rain, by snows, by anything at all on top of the ground close to the surface. It's not going to have time to filtrate through the ground. We are very fortunate in this country and very blessed to have a lot of groundwater. But like any natural resource, we have to be good stewards of that groundwater. We cannot pump it out endlessly for various uses and not have enough water to filtrate back through the ground to replenish that groundwater in those aquifers. So responsible management, responsible use of the groundwater is indeed very important. It's not an endless supply.
Also, the planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
It's a new season of Seldom Heard Radio with DJ Frederick on WFCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see you.
James and the Shondells with Crystal Blue Persuasion, and I just recently saw an interview with Tommy James where he definitely verifies that that is a Christian music song. Absolutely beautiful spiritual song, Crystal Blue Persuasion. Before that, Mr. Bruce Cockburn with Rainfall from the Further Adventures of Bruce Cockburn LP. Prior to that, the String Cheese Incident with their version of the Grateful Dead's Eyes of the World. And if you've been paying attention way back at the beginning of the program, we started off with the Turtles, You Showed Me, then Mr. Jim Sullivan and the Whistle Stop, and Mars Bonfire, Lady Moonwalk. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. This is a new summer season of programs, and this is program number 801.
This is Bird Note. Listen for a moment to this remarkable drumming of a ruffed grouse. The resulting percussion, produced by a rapid beating of the wings, is a vivid example of a non-vocal or instrumental bird sound. Birds communicate with a fascinating array of instrumental sounds, and nearly all are made by their feathers or bills. A woodpecker's territorial drumming is a familiar example. The bird raps its bill briskly against the most resonant nearby object, which is sometimes the metal vent pipe on your roof. The male Wilson's snipe creates a magical flute-like sound in flight, fluttering its wings to direct the flow of air over outspread tail feathers. Listen to this American crow. It makes this clattering sound by rattling the edges of its bill together. And an American bittern's comical burps are, well, burps, made by swallowing air and then releasing it. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Seldom heard radio, the place seldom heard tune, the place seldom heard tune, the place seldom heard tune.
People are paper mache. People and the games they play. I'm going off on a fantastic voyage, and I won't let anything bother me. We'll be too happy to worry, living from day to day. All my friends are beautiful people. People are paper mache. I get hurt so easily. If Tracy wants to know I'm gone, before I left I paid all her bills. I finally couldn't take it anymore. I'm tired of telling her speed kills.
Tracy had a hard day Sunday. She had to be herself.
Her parents came to town to visit. She cleaned out her medicine chest. She vacuumed the sofa and all the rest. Acting so prim and proper. Taking the money they had to offer. Smiling when they finally went away. People are paper mache. She let her through. There's not another kid that
Thank you.
And Pearls Before Swine with Another Time. And before that, Mr. Jim Rao from Bristol, Connecticut, recording as Orange Cake Mix. Absolutely classic. Every song that that gentleman has released is tremendous. That's a tune called Waves in Space. We started that set off with the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band and Tracy Had a Hard Day Sunday. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. 50 years ago yesterday, under a secret arrangement with the federal government put in place by Robert F. Kennedy, Nashville student Freedom Riders boarded buses from Montgomery, Alabama to Jackson, Mississippi under National Guard escort. The National Guard escort was in response to a series of violent incidents that threatened the Freedom Riders, the most serious of which occurred on Mother's Day, May 14, 1961, when the riders were met by an angry mob dressed in their Sunday finest as if they'd just come from church in Anniston, Alabama. Due to the ferocity of the mob, the bus decided not to stop at the bus station, and it quickly left. But members of that angry mob had slashed the bus's tires at the station. A few miles outside of Anniston, the tires began to deflate, and the bus was forced to pull over. As the bus driver fled, a mob of men who had been following the bus got out of their cars and surrounded the Freedom Riders. From somewhere in the crowd, a firebomb was thrown inside the bus and it exploded. As the Freedom Riders tried to escape the smoke and flames, they found they could not use the exit doors as they were blocked by the surging mob. Just then, one of the gas tanks exploded on the bus, and the mob rushed back, allowing the Freedom Riders to push the doors open and finally escape. As they exited the burning bus, the Freedom Riders rushed outside, still choking from the thick smoke, and were beaten by the waiting vigilantes. Only an onboard undercover agent prevented the Freedom Riders from being lynched that day. He fired his gun into the air, and that startled the crowd and drove them back. Later that same day, the Freedom Riders were beaten a second time as they arrived in Birmingham, Alabama. Alarmed by the violence, President Kennedy dispatched his brother, then Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, to strike a deal with the state officials from Mississippi to ensure that the Freedom Riders would have safe passage to Jackson. In exchange for their safe passage, the Freedom Riders would be arrested. Tune in to our next Hidden History when the Freedom Riders are sentenced to the infamous Parchment Farm. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories. We'll be right back.
Mr. Greg Foat with Have Spacesuit, we'll travel. And we'll be traveling the airwaves, the ionosphere, and through your imagination, through the world of music. Here on Seldom Heard Radio with DJ Frederick. I'd like to say thank you for listening. We're going to close out the show today with Mr. William Eaton and an untitled piece from his self-released album that was, I believe, released back in 1979. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love. Thank you.